In this episode, Adam and Patrick discuss what they would change about themselves. Ch-ch-ch-changes!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to What I Would Tell My 22-Year-Old Self. This is your host, Patrick Kling.
And this is a much calmer Adam Rotella.
Adam, I have some fantastic things to talk to you about today. I have a topic I want to talk to you about. I want to talk to you about it right now. Are you ready to talk about that?
Wow, Patrick, it sounds like you haven't ate in about 45 hours.
So, Adam, here's the thing. Here's the thing about today's podcast, all right? Here's the show. Here's the topic for our show, all right? What would you change? One thing you'd change about yourself.
Bowser. Okay.
So as you can see, I changed something about myself in that intro.
Yeah, you were a little bit too much for me.
It was like your morning drive. Hey, welcome to Dingo.
Yeah, man. I was like, fuck, man. I just sat down for this. We got a long couple hours of podcasting. Ease into it, baby. Ease into it.
Adam, how the hell are you?
Yeah, man. You know what, man? I'm doing all right. Just got back from getting a haircut. I am looking beautiful. Getting myself ready to go out to California for another handshake and hello. Chasing the wrestling dream again, but we'll talk about that for the week update, and this will air who knows when.
Yeah, this may not even air.
That's always true. That's always true. There's actually been a few episodes that haven't aired. I think the 9/11 one hasn't aired. I actually deleted that one. We need to be a little bit in a clearer frame of mind for that chat.
Well, that's the thing is what we need to do is we need to have a too hot for TV channel where people have to pay to listen to our like very controversial topics.
I kind of like that idea a lot right there.
So we could make like $2 or something because I'd buy it.
I kind of like that idea a lot, Patrick. I am down for that.
So Adam, but here we are today, and it's a beautiful day in sunny Orlando, not a raindrop in the sky. How's the weather out in fabulous Las Vegas?
Well, since we love talking about the weather so much out here, we are in almost 100-degree weather. I actually have the air conditioning on. If you can hear the air conditioning, let me know. I can turn it off for a while. I don't want it to ruin the audio.
Nah, you're fine. We'd rather have a nice air-conditioned Adam Rotella.
Now, I hope so, man. We got a long day ahead of us, yeah. from what I can see.
So, Adam, let's talk about it. So, okay. So, let's go ahead and talk. We're gonna go down the list of different things. So, physically, what would you change about yourself?
Physically, what would I change about myself? Wow. Okay. I would want to be. I think I want to gain 20 pounds of muscle. And cutness.
Yeah. Well, that's doable. Now let's talk about things that you can't change, that you never will be able to change.
Oh well, that's bullshit. You can change anything about your body in this day of age.
Without massive, without high heeled shoes, or you know, like better hair or better higher.
Well, again, dude, all of this stuff can be changed by the technology that's out there. It's just a matter of you wanting to do it and saving enough money to do it. I see nothing wrong with plastic surgery. I see nothing wrong with boob jobs. I see nothing wrong with hair jobs. I see nothing wrong with wigs, whatever makes you feel good. And so what exactly are you asking me?
I want to see if you would have been born with different traits, what would these be? Physically.
Physically, physical traits. I kind of like my physical traits. I got a pretty big dick. Haley's laughing over in the corner right now. I got great hair, great eyes, great mustache. Probably my teeth. My teeth are bad. I haven't been. Haley's pointing at the butt. Apparently, I have a good butt.
Is that the sphincter or the general
name? Oh, you know what? I never understood what girls find attractive about a guy's butt.
Bring her in. Bring Haley on.
She's headed to the pool.
All right.
Haley, you want to come on for a second? Come on. All right, 1 second. Here she comes. Gentlemen, Haley is going to tell us what she finds attractive about my butt.
Hi, everybody.
Or the butt.
Well, hi, Patrick.
Hey.
This is weird circumstances, but...
These are the best circumstances.
Yeah, right. it's very cute. I mean, I'm sure he would hate to hear that after he's, like, talking about, I want to get 20 pounds of muscle mass, but I think a cute butt is very necessary.
What does cute mean?
What does cute mean? It's kind of small.
Okay.
But I like to have the better butt in the relationship.
So you're saying it's okay. It's not better than yours, but it's just good enough.
Yeah.
What kind of stuff do you do with this butt? Do you like pat it or use it for like a handle? Like, what are you thinking here?
I give a little pat once in a while. Just to make sure it's still there.
It's good to know it's there, though.
Yeah, exactly.
In case of emergency. Haley, what would be one trait you would change physically about Adam?
About Adam?
Yeah.
Be honest.
We've talked about the teeth. I think we're both on the same page with that.
I mean, they're not bad. They just probably need a little love or whitening or something.
Just a little cleaning.
Yeah.
They're straight. Yeah, just a little cleanup. I love his eyes, though.
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
All right. All right. Go to the fucking pool. Get out of here. I'm plugging my headphones back in, Patrick.
All right. Thanks. So
that was kissing up to my boyfriend.
Yeah. What's she trying to get out of you?
So, Patrick, what's one thing that you would physically change about yourself?
Oh, so many things. No.
You said so many things.
Now, I'd say the biggest is as mentioned on this podcast, or at least at some point it has been, will be mentioned, is my horrible relationship I had where I gained a lot of weight.
Mm-hmm.
So I have the scarring from that emotionally and physically, with stretch marks and all the whole nine yards with that. So that would be definitely something I wish I could change. I would change for myself. And here physically, I would say, I would want to have better metabolism. My metabolism, my family sucks.
Sure.
I'm hoping Kia's is a lot better than mine.
Oh yeah, because you want to have kids.
Sure, at some point. Yeah. So that's okay. So that's physical. Now that we got the hard one out of the way, right? The one that where it's like our looks and our the way we look and our appearance. Kia commonly says I'm very shallow because I judge people's appearance. It's pretty common.
There's whoa. Let's stop it right there. There's nothing wrong with that, my friend.
I agree. I like to have attractive friends, and I don't particularly like.
It's not really for me. It's not it's not a hotness or a coldness or a good looking or a non good looking. It's all about how you carry yourself and how you present yourself. You know, you could technically be a quote unquote bad looking guy, but if you dress yourself correctly and if you portrayed yourself correctly, you could become a very handsome gentleman. So that's the stuff that I'm talking about.
You can definitely go up. I think you can go up and down. You can go down about 5 points with the way you carry yourself and go up about 2.5 points on the scale of 1 to 10 by the way you carry yourself, I believe.
Sure.
You can go, you have a lot. You, an average Joe, let's just say in a bathing suit, can go down quite a bit with the way he dresses. And I know people who dress like that. I mean, I know one guy in particular. And the people out there who dress great, and then you just think better about them.
Absolutely. Well, you don't just think better about them. They actually feel better about themselves, too.
True.
There was a time that I used to, you know, I think we're going to get into fashion at some point in all of this. There was a time that I used to dress up just for myself to write something or to write comedy, and no one else was coming by because it made me feel a certain way.
Right. Okay. So how about mentally? What was one thing you changed about yourself?
Oh, fuck. I wish I believed in myself more. Yeah. I mean, there's a strong belief right now, but like we've said in other podcasts, the thing that I'm trying to do is so fucking crazy that those giant moments of doubt creep in more and more. So I would say more mental confidence in what I'm trying to achieve.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about you, Patrick? Or did you want to ask me questions on that?
No. Well, we got time. So how do you think people get confidence? Or is it, you're born with it? Can you work on it? I think that, answer, that's one question. Go ahead.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I think confidence is definitely something that you're born with, obviously. But it's also something that you can learn very easily. It's also something that can be taken away very easily as well. And what I mean by that is, you know, you could be you could be riding the high for weeks and weeks and weeks, and then all of a sudden a certain thought or a certain action pops into your life and you lose everything forever.
Well, forever's a long time, but yeah.
At least for a long time, you know, like let's say that your relationship is going great. All of a sudden your chick breaks up with you. What the fuck are you going to do for, you know, a month to 2 months to 3 months?
No, I got a few things in mind.
But no, I definitely think confidence can be learned, and that can be learned through, you know, hanging out with people with confidence.
Yeah.
It can be learned through watching certain stand-up comedians or watching certain lectures. It can also be learned from reading certain books. You know, I mean, there's so many ways for you to gain confidence out there. You just have to want to gain confidence.
Well, and I think it's a snowball where
absolutely
one good deed or one thing that one girl takes interest in you, and the next thing you know, girls are just easy to, you know, it's easy just to talk about girls.
Sure.
They one girl's easier, then you're like, oh, maybe I got something, and then you dress a little better, then you this and that happens, and the next thing you know, you got, everyone says, oh, you're so confident.
Yeah.
You know, you're just like, yeah, I'm just, you know, what do you, why would you not be confident in the world? Who gives a shit?
That's a great point right there, my man. I think that's a running theme in our stuff. Who gives a shit?
Yeah. A girl says no, great, walk away.
Yeah, no problem.
No problem. No, I don't like you either. There's an old expression, you either want to fuck me or fuck off.
Well, you know, man, I think that, you know, this is something that we talk about a lot that I've noticed. The first, like, 18 years of your life mean absolutely nothing.
Worthless.
They mean nothing.
All they do is they program all the problems you're going to have for the rest of your life.
That is extremely true, yes. Yeah. But they mean nothing at the same time.
Sure.
Which question are we on?
We are on
mentally change?
Mentally change, yes.
I want to hear what you have to say about this, Patrick, because when I look at you and when I hang out with you, you seem like you have such a good head on your shoulders that I don't know what you would want to change.
I think that sometimes I can be critical of people.
Sure. Is that a bad thing? I don't think that's a bad thing at all.
Well, I'd say that, like, I'd say that I'm sometimes a little too pragmatic with the way I think, and I don't account for people's emotions when I talk to them sometimes.
Can you define pragmatic to me? I don't exactly know what that word means.
So pragmatic is basically, let's just say we have a tree that we need to move down the street, right?
Yes.
And I have two people who want to help. One person is very strong, very big, but they're my complete enemy. And the other person's very small, and they're my best friend. Somebody who's pragmatic is just looking for the simplest logical solution, and will go to the enemy and say, hey, help me with this. And they'll say, okay, yeah, we're going to help move the tree down the street, or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And you're ignoring other emotions that might have to do with it.
Sure.
So sometimes people claim, like, there's no dogma in it. So it's like, it's kind of scientific way of looking at things where, let's just say, I know you don't, well, it's slightly political, but let's just say, hey, we want to reduce abortions, right?
Sure.
That's our goal. And I think everyone wants that. Well, on one side of the argument, you say, okay, great, we're going to do abstinence only education. And on the other side, they say, no, we need to give condoms to everybody. And if you look at the data, in this scenario, condoms works the best to reduce abortion and access to medical treatment. So if that is your goal, you get rid of all dogma around it and you say, hey, pragmatically, this is the best way to do it. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir. Yes, so, sir. I look so at you're – so you're pragmatic when it comes to people.
Right. But it's, and it's almost to a, hey, we need to get there as fast as possible. Get out of this lane and get in the left lane. Or I don't want to be behind. I don't want to be around this car because I feel like it's dangerous. Hey, why'd you miss that exit? Why, what are you doing? And I get, I don't have a lot of, I kind of limited patience, or I can sometimes.
When was the last time you were upset at me about something mentally?
Mentally upset with you? Mentally upset with you. Upset's a very strong word.
Well, about what we're talking about today.
So I was okay. Can you dumb it down? So I was upset today about something?
Sure, whatever.
No, I don't. You don't really make me upset. I kind of take you for as you are. I don't. I love you.
I love you. Well, I'm not ugly.
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, the good of your personality. So you're pretty. You're pretty good at communicating. I think that. I think you're very strong headed, but I understand that. And I
sure.
I think that it's pretty boring to talk to somebody you agree with all the time.
Yeah, sure. So why do you think that being strong-headed about people or what was the exact phrase that you used?
Pragmatic.
Yeah. Why is that bad towards people? Why would you want to change that? Because that sounds like something that I am.
Yeah.
And I kind of enjoy.
Well, and it's kind of this thing where. I also correct. I correct people sometimes a little bit. And
sure.
Fact check in real time.
Sure.
And that can be off-putting, and I've toned down on that quite a lot. Like, I feel like fact checking and trying to prove everybody wrong is kind of something that you do when you're younger. And like, I don't care what you. I mean, like, unless it's affecting me, I try not to correct people and just let them do what they're going to do. Unless it's somebody I actually respect, and then I will correct them.
And is that something you learned from Think and Grow Rich, or is that from How to Win Friends and Influence
yes,
People?
Yes, do not criticize, condemn, or complain is
absolutely
very, very important. So, and I find it off-putting with people sometimes when they have to correct people when there's look, my close
me too.
Friends,
me
all,
too.
Yeah, my friends, all like if they're about to do something stupid, I'll say, hey, just so you know, this is actually not true, or this is actually not true. And I think that's it's very oftentimes it just builds resentment, so it's pretty pointless.
Yeah.
And you know what? Where does it get me? Gets me in trouble with Kia all the time. so you know, not all the time, but you know what I mean.
No, I'm with you, brother.
So for that's the thing. It's like men are from Mars, women are from Venus, whatever that is. They think about things completely different. So
yeah.
You know, it's this.
Is that
stuff.
Sexist of us to say? Are we still allowed to say that in this day of age that women think differently?
Oh, they
men?
Absolutely think differently than at least all the women I've encountered. There's always exceptions, but I'll be in a situation with a woman. We'll keep it anonymous, and every time you talk to them, they tend to want something a little different out of you, and so sometimes people, you know, you just come to say, well, what do you want out of this situation, or how can I help
yep.
you? I'm not trying to fix this problem. I'm here to listen. And then you listen. And then even then it's a complex situation. I'd say that's a more personal thing. I think professionally, I'm actually used to working with women in general because of the industry I'm in, and I've had work with all sorts of women, and I've had no issues either way with them. I've seen no difference in their way they work at all, to be honest. They seem to be more affected, just like they're more sensitive to things like, oh, you know, this and that. And I'm like, oh, I didn't really pick up on that. Because in general, like, let's just say pragmatically, if somebody says, hey, you know, this, that, and the other, you might be take it more emotionally depending on the kind of personality you are. I just take it as I just got feedback on something and I'm going to do what I'm going to do with it. So
absolutely. That's my point of view as well.
Right. So if somebody said, hey, you guys are fucking lame on the podcast, but if they had something, here's the thing, is that the criticism that actually is accurate, I don't want to say hurts the most, but it's the most impactful. If somebody says, hey, you guys are about to bags, it's like, well, okay, that's not really a thing. That's just you saying something. But if you're like, hey,
yeah,
the way you talk to Adam is a bit too slow, or then I'd be like, oh shit, like that guy's actually paying attention, or he's really engaged, and I will work on something.
Absolutely.
Well, I think that the beautiful thing about being wildly pragmatic is that I'm very changeable. So if somebody shows me a new study, fuck, I'll change my whole life.
Yeah,
I don't care. Like, I don't have any rituals. I don't have any travelers.
I've seen you change your whole life in a week.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
This is 100% true, my friends.
Yeah, and that's even as something as simple as like my girlfriend saying, "Hey, you know, I don't want to put my shoes away, or I want us to put our shoes away." It's like, okay, and then you maybe once or twice I'll do it again. But other than that, done.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Putting Your Shoes Away podcast with Patrick Kling.
I'm your host, Patrick Kling, and that is Adam Rotella.
Put your shoes away.
We got a really big shoe.
What else you got on that list, Patrick?
For change, I honestly like who I am emotionally and mentally quite a bit. So that's me. Changing.
Yeah, emotionally for me, I don't know if you're going to get any wanting to change out of me right now, my man. I am like, I am so strong in the person that I am right now and the philosophy that I own that I've never felt better in my life emotionally.
Yeah, that's great.
Thank you.
Great. So the other thing I wanted to ask about what you would change is your surroundings.
Sure. Absolutely. I got big stuff to talk about this.
Yeah.
Well, you know, excuse me. Sorry, everyone. You know, Haley and I live in Vegas. Yeah. And Vegas is a great place to come and try to make some money really quickly and get out. I think we're in our third year of living here, I want to say, coming up on 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I love our apartment. Our apartment is perfect. Our stuff is perfect. It's not big. It's not small. It's perfect for a couple. But I'm ready to get the hell out of here, man.
Yeah.
You know, and I think I've had that feeling before. I'm probably always going to have that feeling. I really have a nomad personality that just wants to see things and go places and try different things.
Mm-hmm.
And if I wanted to change my surroundings, I'd say that I'm looking to move to Austin, I'm looking to move to Nashville, and I'm looking to move to Orlando right now.
Yeah.
So I want to get out of Vegas. We're going to do one more year out here just to save some money and get out of a little bit of debt. And then it is out of here.
Yeah.
And Haley's feeling the same way, man. You know, Vegas is great to visit. I want to get back to the time of visiting Vegas and looking forward to visiting Vegas. You know,
yeah.
When you were here a couple months ago, that was the first time that I saw the Strip in months.
Yeah.
So Vegas can wear you down a little bit, but it's also a great place to save money. And yeah, it's cheap.
Yeah. Most places are getting high up in the rent these days, so.
You know what? Most places that seem really cool to live are, aren't they?
Yeah.
But what about you, Patrick? Would you change anything about your surroundings? I think you mentioned that you're thinking about buying a house, right?
Yeah, I have a pretty simple life, so I like it that way. It's really more about long-term planning for my mom and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I'd like to have a less cluttered house, and that's a huge goal of mine right now. That's the biggest thing that we're working on is it's kind of one of those things where we moved here about a year and a half ago and we still have boxes in the garage that just got placed in there that we haven't gone through.
Sure, sure.
So that's an ongoing project. And
hey, can I suggest just going through those boxes, what you don't need, just fucking sell it, dude. Like,
yeah.
Haley and I, we live a very minimalist lifestyle. We do not, we have a lot of books and a lot of plants and that's about it, dude. We don't have anything else.
Yeah. I'm definitely into that. What I want to do is get down to about two boxes of crap that I think I really want to keep.
Yeah.
And just, you know, fuck it, put it in the garage. And then that's about it. Otherwise I want it to be either clothes, you know, and Kia's very much into like, oh, we got to decorate and buy this and buy that. And I'm like, why do we buy? I mean, especially things that we already have. It's like a thing of like, she wants to make it her home and all this stuff. And yeah.
Yeah. I hear that phrase all the time too. I want to make this our home, not just whatever the hell they call
bath pad,
it.
But yeah. Bat bro pad.
Sure. Well, it's not even that at all, but what's the one thing that Kia has bought for the house that you thought was not necessary at all?
Hell, she bought a new shower curtain and a floor mat for the bathroom. That was
you got to have a shower curtain. I'm talking about like a picture of a cat that you put on your wall or something.
Well, the thing is that we already had one, so that was the issue of like, hey, we already have this. Why are we buying stuff we already have? But generally, she's good. But she tends to have under the opinion of, hey, you know, I'm just going to buy stuff and then, you know, and without asking you about it. Because she doesn't like when I'm like, well, I don't really like that because of this. And I don't like it because of that. And it's like, well, I'm just telling you what I don't want in my house. So,
yeah.
Or, you know, our house. So it's like, what do you do? You know what I mean?
I'm with you, man. I have those same conversations all the time. Like, you were just at our place.
Yeah.
Like, Haley always asks, like, hey, can we get a table for in front of the couch? It's like, we don't have any fucking room. Like, what the hell are you talking about? We have TV trays. When the hell – why do we need a table? That's just something for us to walk around.
Well, that's the thing. The other day, we just got a new couch, which is fine. Because we were having friends over, and it was a bit difficult to have movie night when you only have room for two to three people on a couch, I guess.
Yeah.
So – one thing is we had a, she was like, oh, we need another chair. And I'm like, baby,
yes.
I'm like, baby, there's no room for a chair in here. Like, what are you talking about? Like, there would literally be nowhere to walk anymore in the family room if that was the case. So to be fair, she's pretty good. Like, she doesn't just buy stuff all the time and just get it and then never do it. Like, she just buys it and makes it happen. But hey, actually, I do have something that she just bought.
There we go. This is what I'm looking for.
So we had a Keurig machine that we had for a long time, right? And that was fine.
And that's the thing that makes coffee, right?
Yeah, basically you get a the same amount of coffee in one little cup for the amount of energy it takes to make a whole cup of coffee.
Okay.
But they're single
packets. Good selling point.
Yeah, it's single packets, you know, flavored coffee. And that was great. We had it. And then she changed over to having lattes or whatever. We got an espresso machine or something like that. And so it was just sitting there for a while. And here's the thing is I go through the stuff. She's never made a Goodwill run in her life. I'm the one who just constantly takes stuff at the Goodwill, donates it, and the thing, or gives it to somebody that needs it or whatever it is. She literally – okay, well, this doesn't have to turn into a roast at first. She's not here to defend herself, but so we got rid of this, and then she's like, oh, cool. Well, now that I don't have that Keurig machine, I'm going to go ahead and get, like, a steep thing, like a coffee steeper.
Yep.
And I'm like, okay. I was like, you know, I didn't think anything of it. And then this morning I go to the dish area, the kitchen, right, the sink, and there it is because she doesn't tend to wash the dishes much, at least in the moment. And so I sit here and I see the steeper contraption covered in coffee grains. And I'm like, oh, great. This is something we're going to have to clean up all the time. And it's way more effort than a Keurig machine. But here it is. And it makes one cup of coffee. I'm like, why the hell do we get – why do we do
this? Oh, your reaction is fucking so great to that. That's so funny.
So – I'm letting that go. I don't think she doesn't listen to this podcast unless I made a big deal.
Haley doesn't either, man. We're like, we're well in the clear, brother.
Yeah,
we're well in the clear.
So deep at this point.
Let me ask you this about your house though. Here's one last question before we end this thing up. Do you have a goal board at your house?
No. Do not.
Shame, shame, shame.
Yeah. I did have a – on my fridge, I used to have a ton of goals.
I saw.
And it was great, and I achieved them. So I think I got to put that up there. Got to do it. That's the fridge. You know, I have a fridge.
That's the thing, man. You know, I mean, if there's one thing that I can say about our house that I love, it's our goal board that we constantly go back to.
Yeah. Yeah, and Kia is into that kind of stuff, so I don't think she'd be opposed
to it. Good.
So, yeah. But now it's like, you know, I don't know. One thing that Kia, like, she doesn't – one thing about Kia in our house is, like, she – I've kind of just given up on stuff.
Yeah.
So I'll
That's what every man does, Patrick. Welcome to the game, man.
So she, you know, she's kind of like, oh, you know, I want to get rid of this, I want to get rid of that, and like, she pointed to like my one little shelf where I had a bunch of tchotchkes that I liked, that kind of reminded me of my life. She's like, yeah, I just hate that. I hate that. I hate it's not dusted. It's not this. It's not that. And so I just finally got all tired of it and wear it down. And I'm like, all right. Gonna donate, you know, package it all up, donate it.
All right, I guess I'll donate the SpongeBob SquarePants figurine.
I mean, that's exactly what it is. Well, I
knew it.
I got rid of the whole like Casio cabinet.
I knew it.
So I don't know. Women, eh?
How'd you think this podcast went, Patrick?
It went with very. I feel like we covered a wide range of topics, which were, and mm-hmm. there was like little snippets of it where I think we kind of did almost like previews for future episodes because there's a lot of. I was taking notes about things I wanted to get in further.
You're so good about that stuff. I think that we've really come up with roles for each other for this show, haven't we? Like I'm the engineer, you're the producer, and we're both handsome.
We are both very handsome. We got to do a photo shoot when I'm out in Vegas.
Absolutely.
So we got to get that going.
Bring your Hawaiian shirts. We have a matching Hawaiian shirt.
Do we?
Bring that one, the one that you bought from H&M.
Oh yeah, perfect, perfect. Yeah, we'll do like shove, you know, like a buddy cop comedy thing.
Absolutely, no problem.
Adam, what would you tell your 22-year-old self about things you change?
I think that change happens pretty naturally in life. Even if it's at a point where you've hit rock bottom and you're singing Benny and the Jets at Lake Arrowhead, change is going to happen either way. And if you can really decide what that change is going to be first, you're going to be way ahead of the pack of a lot of people. So don't be afraid of change. Change is a part of life. And man, I love it. I mean, I got change I can believe in right here.
You got change you can believe in. You got loose change. You got it all.
That's right. Loose change is much better than the change I can believe in. What about you, Patrick? What would you tell your 22-year-old self about change?
So, Adam, there's I've talked about this before, I believe. There's this episode of Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
Where the whole moral of the story is what they actually talk about it on their like little behind-the-scenes featurette is – if you try to take all the bad things about you, you're not you anymore.
Hmm.
So I think change is good, but the bad parts about you are also a part of who you are, and they also make up who you are too.
I think that's a great episode if you want to write that down too, the bad things about you that you don't want to change.
Right, yeah, yeah. Excellent. All right, well, this has been Adam Ruins Everything. No, what's your, where can they get a hold
Did
of
I
you?
Ruin everything?
No, that's an actual TV show.
Okay.
Adam, where can they find you on the social media? Although, if you've already found it, I don't know who's listening to this podcast, but how do they get a hold of you?
A lot of people are listening to this podcast now. We got a lot of people from your side of life, a lot of people from my wrestling side of life listening to this stuff. I just got done talking to my barber, actually, because I'm looking fresh with this new haircut.
Sure.
Fresh. I've never said that word in my entire life. I'm not going to start now. I'm looking great. I'm looking great with this new haircut. He even told me today how much he loves our What I Would Tell My 22-Year-Old Self podcast. So we're making the rounds, and you can find me. The best place is YouTube. Just look up my name, Adam Rotella, Rotella. Also, I'm extremely active on Twitter, Adam_Rotella. What about you, Patrick? Where can they find you?
My comedic stylings are mostly on an Instagram, IPATSK. That's IPATSK on Instagram. We have an Instagram channel. We have a Twitter channel now.
That
We're
is correct.
YouTube. We are all over the place.
Things are starting to happen. Yes, sir.
All right. Bye, everybody. Thanks, Adam, for joining.
Bye-bye.